Psalms 27 and verse 13. David said here, I had fainted.
Yes.
I would have fainted.
Glory to God.
Unless I had believed.
Yes.
To see the goodness of the Lord.
Praise
in the land God. Of the living.
Glory to God.
Wait.
Thank you, Lord.
On the Lord.
On the Lord.
Be of good courage.
Be of good courage.
And he shall strengthen thine heart.
Yes.
Wait. I say on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
One more time. I had fainted. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God forever. And I say this morning, with the Lord's help, I want to teach just a little bit here on the patience of waiting on God and his salvation. The patience of waiting on God and his salvation.
Yes.
The only way we can really truly serve him is to wait on him and have patience. Oh, Jesus.
Bless
now, I want to ask us this morning, what do you do when you're facing the impossible?
Praise be to God.
What you think is too hard. When you've come up against the hardest circumstance in your life, what do you do when it looks like there's no way through and the enemy says you ain't even going to make it? You're stuck right where you are.
Stuck where you are.
You made it this far, but you'll not get over this problem. It's too big.
Too big.
It looks like it's the end for you. There'll be no more victory. You know that you're in a mess, and the devil pumps lies into your head. He'll tell you, I've got you now. What do you do when it looks so negative and dark and black and bleak? When bad news comes one after another, do you surrender or do you give up? When you're in the hardest circumstance and the trial of your life, do you believe the howling voices of doubt from your enemy? Do you throw up your hands and quit? No. I said no. 1,000 times no. I still believe in the Lord. I still believe in the God of my salvation. And I'm going to patiently wait until he comes through. Until he makes a way for me. I'm going to hold on to the promise of God. Am I going to hold on to his unchanging hand?
Amen.
Hey, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
What was it? I didn't write all this down, but what was it? The 27th chapter of Acts.
Bless him, Lord.
Paul told him, he said, you should have listened to me and not have loosed from Crete. And now look at this storm. It was a storm called Euroculon. It was a major hurricane in that sea where that ship was. 276 souls on board of that old ship. The Bible said, as Luke wrote Acts, he said, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. There was no hope out of this situation, and he recorded that the sun and the stars didn't shine or give their light for many days. Say it with me, many days. Many days I ain't seen the sun rays. I haven't seen the daylight. The stars, I can't even see them for the clouds, and the winds are driving me, and the waves keep getting higher and higher, and it looks like all hope is gone. 14 day fast. Oh, Paul went down into the battle of that old fellowship, and he began to seek the Lord, and the Lord had already told him, you're going to Rome, Paul. You ain't there. And no matter how the storm rages or the winds blow, I'm sending you to Rome. Can I tell us this morning, if the Lord has given us a prophecy, and if he has given us a promise, there ain't no way in the world that your ship can go down. God's going to get you right where he wants you. I said the Lord is on board of the ship. Hallelujah. The servant of God is there, and he's going to Rome. And I don't care how the wind rages.
Amen.
My Lord. Paul went down into the bow of that ship, and he began to pray 14-day fast. And all of a sudden, from the glory world, there appears an angel by his side. Hallelujah to the Lord. How would you like to have an angel to come? I tell you, Brother Jamie, I've never seen an angel. But I tell you one thing, I have felt his divine presence at times in my life, Brother Jason. I have felt the angel standing right by my side, telling me, fear not. Rachel, and I believe the Lord is saying this morning, fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He buried. Can you imagine being on the board of a ship and the waves almost are breaking it asunder, and you imagine trying to get your balance and Paul's a seeking the face of God, and an angel appears by his side saying, fear not, Paul. Hallelujah. For God has given you all 276 souls that are sailing with you, and you're going to Rome. Oh, praise him, church. I'm going to heaven. I started out on this journey a long time ago. I got up from the altar 47 and a half years ago. I've run into storms. I'm old, but I'm on my way to heaven. Let the winds blow, and let the waves beat into this vessel. I'm going home. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him, praise him. I'm going home. I'm this close to heaven, and I ain't going down now. But devil, you come too late. But I tell me there ain't no way out. You ain't no way up. I'm telling you, with Jesus, you are going over. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, you're going to suffer. He said, the ship's going to be broken apart. Come on now. And sure enough, they went into a place, and the bow of that ship hit right into a place. And there was a place of shoals there. And the waves hit it so hard that it broke it apart. And those that was able to swim, swam safely to that little island, safely to shore.
Yeah,
I want to tell you something. God's mercy goes a lot more deeper than what we really realize.
Amen.
Not a hair of your head shall perish.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And Paul, by the Holy Ghost, he told him, listen, you that are able to swim, you that are strong in the Lord, go right on and just swim on to the shore. He said, but you that are weak, and you that don't have no strength, and you that don't know how to swim, find you a broken piece, find you a broken board off of this old ship. Hallelujah, you'll make it safe to shore. Come on. I'm going to raise another hand. If I have to find a broken board of the ship, I'm not going to make it safe to the shore. That's the mercy of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I had believed. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Yes.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, glory. Can I tell us here this morning, and you can vouch for this, everybody that served the Lord for any amount of time, I know where God's brought me from. I know where I have been. I know what he's done for me in my times of the past. He brought me through when it looked like there was no way through. Well, glory, I know what I have seen, and I know what I have felt. We've got some experiences this morning. Hallelujah to the Lord. I have seen God's hand move for me. But Lord, I've tasted the victories. I've sung and shouted His praises.
Yes.
I know what it feels like to be brought out.
Yes.
I've been down to the bottom, the rock bottom before, Brother Anthony. Yes. But I felt when I waited on the Lord, when I cried unto my God, He inclined His ear unto me. He knew where I was at all the time. He saw me in the midst of the storm. He ain't left me. He ain't forgot about me. No. He's a working on the other end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, I've been down to the bottom, but I have felt His lifting hand. I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to hold on. How many's going to hold on? Hallelujah. Keep on a praying. If you don't see the answer, don't stop praying now. Keep a trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Keep on trusting.
Well, oh, Jesus.
This thing's bigger than I am.
Amen.
Micah 7:7, therefore, when I look unto the Lord, don't look down. And I'm telling you in this hour, don't look around either. I will look unto the Lord. I will wait, underscore it, for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Isaiah 25:9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. So thank you, Lord. Psalms 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. How many can say, I'm still trusting, Brother Tommy? I'm still trusting in my God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. With glory. Lamentations 3:26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
Patiently wait.
Yes. Come on.
Hang on here a minute. You know what patience means.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, I want it, but I want it yesterday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bless Him, Lord.
We live in a microwave age, and we're used to a fast-paced society and have everything right at our fingertips, right when we want it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Now listen, patience is being able and willing to bear the sufferings and pains of trials in life when they come. Willing, I'm able to bear it.
Yes.
It means to hold up under strain and difficulty. Calmly keeping your trust in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Jesus said in Luke 21, in the very last days before He returns, there would be great troubles all across the world and great fears. But He said, in your patience possess ye your souls. Keep your heart right with God. Stay near Him in His presence. Jesus is a saying, wait on me. I'm coming. Wait on me.
Yes.
I'm coming. Come on, don't turn loose to Him now.
Thank you, Lord.
2 Thessalonians 3:5, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. You might say, how can I endure and make it with all that I'm facing and I'm going through? How can I do it, preacher?
How can I do it?
Colossians 1:11, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Here it is. strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. What's the word of God is saying here? The only way that we can hold up and endure in our trials and keep going and have the joy of the Lord in our soul is by the power of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. The power and the might of God.
Pray.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. With glory, I put your hope in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Do you all really know?
Glory to God.
We're living in a time when people are, you're weary. You ever get tired of fighting?
Yes. Amen.
Tired of the mess?
Amen.
Tired of the world?
Yes.
You see and you hear all the texts, Brother Jason, coming through. I feel so sorry for all these people who are up against it, suffering. I'm talking about people, good people, are fainting under their hardships and trials.
Amen.
But can I tell you, there is a renewing strength and a power for those that will trust in God.
Yes.
Commit, keep on doing good, that which is good. Commit your way to him. And trust him. Hallelujah. There's power for those that await on God. Listen.
Yes.
Isaiah 40:29, God giveth power to what? The faint.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Yes.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but
they that wait.
Even the young, I'm talking about the healthy and the young and the pressures in this age, Brother Jason. They're falling, they're going down, they have no might, no strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Here's where I want to get. What does it mean to wait on God?
What's it mean?
Power comes in patiently waiting. You got an anticipation. You've got a hope inside. You got a desire to make heaven your home.
Yes.
And to have the Lord to touch you and bless you. But when you're really up against it, what do? What does God say for us to do? What is in that word, W-A-I-T? Wait. What should I do while I'm waiting, Brother Tommy?
Bless him, Lord.
Listen, the word wait in Hebrew is K-A-W-V-A-W, kavah, which means to bind together and patiently look to God with expectation and hope.
Yes.
To wait on him is binding yourself to him.
Praise be to God.
Come on, listen.
Grasp a hold of him.
Grab a hold of him.
In your prayer, in your meditation.
Oh, God.
Cling unto his word and his promises.
Right.
To wait on him is binding. In the Hebrew, I looked up, binding yourself to God in a way that nothing of your trouble or your trial can break you away from him. Raise your hand and praise him. I will not let my troubles separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Oh, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I know that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him until against that day. Hallelujah. I've committed the keeping of my life, my future, my very soul into his hand. And I'm persuaded. Can you raise a little hand this morning, Lord? I want to be persuaded. I really want to know down deep in my heart what I've got, what I feel. It's real. The devil cannot take it away, Brother Jamie. I'm telling you, the lying spirits of this age, they cannot lie to me and tell me that this thing ain't real. Brother Jason, this this is just as real as the air that I breathe. I know where I've been and I know where I am now. I know how far God has brought me. He's brought me a mighty long way, as David Builder says. And when he sings that song, he's brought me a mighty long way. I believe I can make it, Brother Jamie. I'm on my way home. I'm closer than I was yesterday. So what are we going to do as we wait on God?
Amen.
You bind yourself to Him and His Word.
Bind.
And you keep trusting Him to move for you.
Keep trusting.
You seek the Lord and unite yourself to Him and eagerly wait for His help and His touch.
Yes.
Now the word wait is not passive. It don't mean just sit down and shrug your shoulders and lay back.
No.
The word wait is not passive, but it is active. It's a verb.
Yes.
Believe it or not. When you go to a restaurant, how many went to a restaurant yesterday? Ta-da! When you go to a restaurant, you have a waiter or a waitress to come to your table to wait on you.
Yeah.
You're there and you're hungry.
Right. Yeah.
Man, I want me a big steak. I want a nice big meal and something nice to drink. So the waiter and the waitress, they wait on you. They come to your table to wait on you.
Wait on you.
They work for you. They work for you. They bring you your silverware and napkins. They bring you your food and drinks. They return back to your table over and over saying, anything else you need? Anything else you all want? What can I get you? They bring you your refills. I'm telling you, when you wait on the Lord, you don't just sit down, quit, and get idle and do nothing. But you keep right on a praying. You keep right on a serving God until He moves upon your need. Can you say, I've got a need, Brother Tommy. I've got a situation, and I need my God to help me with. But I'm going to have to keep on a praying. I'm going to have to keep right on a serving Him and reading His Word. And while I wait on Him, He will in due season wait on me. Praise Him, praise Him, church. I said, hallelujah, if we'll wait on Him, He'll come by our way.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be not weary in well doing. For ye shall reap if you faint not.
Amen.
How many's ever had times in your life you forced yourself to come to the house of God? You felt deader than a doornail. Your trials had wore you thin. You was down. You felt like God was a million miles away from you. But down deep on the inside of you, the deep was a calling unto the deep. And old David said, all of thy ways and thy billows have gone over my head. He said, why art thou cast down, oh my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? I have no peace because of this fear and this trial that I'm in. I'm worried and I'm wearied and I'm worn out with it. Hallelujah to the Lord. He said, but the deep is a calling unto the deep. I want God. I want a refreshing. I want a renewing. And I want a restoring. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I long for your touch. I want the joy of the Lord to return unto me again. I want a shout of victory again, Lord. I want victory in my soul. Praise the Lord. Hey, Jesus, that is a waiting on the Lord. I'm keeping on a praying. I'm keeping on a looking up, as old Stephen did that day. He said, when I saw the face of Jesus, it rolled me over the tide. I raise out a hand and praise Him. Woo!
Lord,
the Bible said, seek the face of the Lord and His strength continually. Amen. Don't you give up your hope. Don't you give up your faith now. You might be wore plumb thin, but I'm telling you, God in His due time is going to come through.
Amen.
You watch it. Mark it down on your calendar when you get to the house. I'm going to do what God called me to do, whether I feel like shouting or not. Hallelujah. I'll open my mouth unto my Lord, and I'm going to praise Him. Hallelujah to the Lord. Can I tell you, it's just a trial here this morning. I said it's just a trial this morning. The patient waiting on God and His salvation.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus. Now, Paul said, he said, when you've done all to stand,
and all.
Ephesians 6, 13 and 14,
and therefore.
When you've done all to stand,
bless Him, Lord.
Stand therefore. Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
Keep on standing. I was talking to Brother George right here the other night. I said, when you get on idle ground, you might be heading for trouble.
Heading for trouble.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm telling you, since the kingdom of God has been preached, men pressed their way into it.
Pressing way.
Yeah. Press your way into it.
Glory
when your soul gets idle. The Bible said in Proverbs, an idle soul shall suffer hunger.
Right.
Your troubles and all of this, and you get glued on it, you get focused on it, and you think about it, and you look at the bad and the gloom and everything, and you get idle. That's just right when the devil hits you. He said, what's the use? What's the use? You can't feel nothing. Look at you. Look at this trial. It's getting worse. It's not getting any better. But since the kingdom of heaven has been preached, men press their way into it.
Praise be to God.
And the violent take it by force. That's to let me know, Brother Jason, that we have to be violent in a faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to have a faith in us, a determination like a bulldog. I'm getting hold of this, and the devil ain't going to keep me back. I'm going to press my way. I said, I'm going to. Well, I feel the Lord here this morning. I got to go on. I'm a pressing toward the mark for the presence of the high calling. I've got in Christ Jesus. This trial will not last forever. I'm not coming out.
Amen. Woo.
When you've done all to stand, stand therefore.
Stand therefore.
I told Brother George, if I'm like this, casual. Anybody in here tonight, or this morning, anybody come up here, you could put one finger in the middle of my chest, just one little finger, and you could push me off my feet.
Yeah, bless Him, Lord.
But when I'm ready, and I'm determined,
man,
I'm going to hold my ground.
Praise
I'm going to hold on to what the Lord has showed me.
Amen.
And what He has taught me.
Glory be to God.
And the promise that He gave me.
Right.
Come on. We need a far sight to look out there and see how the enemy is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's trying to knock you off of your steadfastness. He don't want you steadfast. Oh, Lord. Did you come up to me right now? You try. With both hands, I've got a resistance right here. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you, devil. You're trying to steal my faith. You're trying to tell me that it is no use. You're trying to tell me it's all gloom. It will never get any better. I feel the Lord right here. I said, I am braced. When you have done all to stand, I stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm telling you, if the word of God, it took old Apostle Paul through, the word of God is going to work for us too. Put on the helmet of salvation. Thessalonians says the hope. Put on the helmet of the hope of salvation. Raise your right hand. We got hope this morning. I said we got hope in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah for the
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hey.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
It's in these times that you need to wait on God to bring deliverance.
Wait on God.
Stand your ground. Stand on what you know, what you've seen, what you have felt. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are times, right here is really what I want to get, where I want to get through the whole message.
Have your way, Lord.
Mary said, have you got that Sunday school lesson done yet? I said, no, I wrote a springboard for her. She said, oh, well, so 6 or 8 pages of the springboard. But I love it.
Yes.
13 pages, my Father. Whew, my Lord, Sister Missy. Hallelujah. Now listen.
Yes, Lord.
There are times you are forced to be still and let God work. Yep. That is the hardest thing to do. Be still to know that I'm God. Mm-hmm. You know, so many times we like to work out our own problems and we get our hands in it. We make a mess of everything. You can't force anything. Listen, if you're trying to force it, you'll easily get out of the will of God.
Right.
One person said it this way, you can't push a rope. It'll knot up on you every time, the awfulest mess, and it'll get in knots if you try to push a rope.
Yep.
He said, but you let the Spirit of God, you keep waiting on the Lord, loving Him at rope. When you let God lead you, that rope will just straighten just right out in a straight line, and He'll just pull you right where God wants you. Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. I can't fight my own battles, Brother Jamie, but I sure can let the Lord lead me.
Amen.
All right. You get in places. You're forced to be still and let God work. Don't move. Don't do anything drastic. Don't jump the gun and do something foolish. Just stand still. Wait on God and let God work. Your hardest battle is waiting right where you are sometimes.
Waiting.
Yeah.
The devil wants you to run to either get away from it.
Amen.
Or he wants you to fight your own battle yourself. But you know you can't. So God says, wait and stand still and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. I have not called you and saved you and brought you this far to fail you now. I would let the sun go out before I lose you.
Come on.
Speak of God. Thank you, Lord.
I'd let the sun, 93 million miles away. You say, I'm not important to God. Yes, you are.
Amen.
I'd let the sun go out before I'd lose you.
Amen.
I feel a love, a deep love this morning.
Glory be to God.
I'd let the stars all fall from the sky before I'd lose one of my children. I'd love you that much. What Jesus is saying, look in the palm of my hand. Look at the nail prints in my hand. I loved you that much. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will not forget you. Raise your other hand and praise Him. I'm in the Father's hand, Brother Charlie. Hallelujah. God's hand is bigger than all the oceans. So I'm forced in places and situations to say, Lord, I can't fix it, but I'm a trusting in you in your time. I wait. You are mine. I brought you this far, and I ain't going to fail you now. I'm faithful. In Exodus chapter 14 and 15, God had just delivered His children out of Egypt and out of Pharaoh's hand and out of Pharaoh's land. And now they're standing before the waters of the Red Sea, a huge mountain on one side and a huge mountain on the other side. Evil Pharaoh and his army is coming up on them from behind to take them back into bondage again. Looks hopeless, don't it?
Yes.
There's no worse feeling, Brother George, than a sense of hopelessness. You're in a place.
Amen. That's right.
Will it always be this way? I guess I'm done for. I can't go on. I guess the enemy will take me back and bind me again. Take my victory again.
God bless him, Lord.
If you were in that crowd this morning,
yes,
that day, what would you have thought and said? Exodus 14:10 said they were sore afraid. That means they were scared to death. Fear gripped them. They cried out to the Lord and said to Moses, why did you bring us out here to die in this wilderness?
Why did you bring us out here?
It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die out here in this wilderness. Moses would say, it wasn't me.
Oh, God.
It wasn't me that brought you here. It was the Lord who led you here to this point.
Yeah.
You are here for a reason.
Praise.
You are here for a purpose. Oh, God, let us learn.
Thank you, Lord.
Our trials ain't meant to crush us. Our trials are meant to increase our strength in Him. It is meant to build us up. It is meant to build our faith in God when we see His hand move for us.
Amen.
You're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
I tell you, I look sometimes, and I could see a mommy looking at a daddy. She's got a hold of a little girl's hand on this side, a little boy's hand on that side. Looks at her husband, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do about our family now? You can hear the rumbling of the wheels, the chariots of Pharaoh and the mighty army coming.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We're going back, I guess, in the bondage. And mommy looks and says to her husband, look, we'd never be able to scale that mountain. If I could just run, if I could, there's only a place that I could run and hide. There ain't no way we could take our little children and scale that mountain and run over the other side. Look, honey, over here, it's hopeless. We can't cross that mountain either. What was it? God told Moses, stand still. Holy Lord.
Yeah, holy God, bless him, Lord.
Moses cried out to the people, said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That you shall see this day,
yeah,
and your enemy, you shall see them no more forever. Raise your hand and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah to God.
God, we praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to wait, Brother Jason.
This is the name of the Lord.
Children, this is where real faith comes in. I know my God, and I've seen His miracles in Egypt. Moses would tell the people, enough not for me to doubt. I don't know how He's going to do it, but He's going to move this time too and make a way. You are here for a purpose. God is going to prove Himself to you in a way. Are you listening?
Come on, yes.
In a way that you will not soon forget it. And you will carry that experience with you the rest of your life. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. And you'll carry the evidence down in your soul when you see the hand of God move for you. Hallelujah. Every hardship you face, you'll look back from now on and remember and say, God, I believe you took me through then. And I know you'll do it again now. Your hand was with me back then. And I know that you're working for me right now. How many can say, am I going through, Brother Tommy? The Lord's are coming. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, blessed Lord. Hallelujah.
Ma.
Glory to God.
I've got a brother-in-law. It's Mary's brother. He pastors a church in Ashland. I go down there and preach for him every now and then. My brother-in-law, Brother Ron Evans, who pastors Ashland Church, will tell you today, to this very day, that since he has been saved back in 1977, that his blessings never, ever did in his life come easy in his Christian life down through the years.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what he said?
Amen.
Many times. He had to fight, strive. I can still hear Brother Ron saying, others seem to get their blessings easy. Falls on them. But God always lets me come to the very brink before He ever moves and brings deliverance. At times we are forced to live by faith. I've seen it many times in my own life when it looked like that God would not, that I would not make it. God would come through and fight my battles. Brother Ron would say He was going to bring me through the fire again. Brother Ron always faced financial difficulties, financial straits. He said that all the time when it looked like it, he came down to the very last day with the Mary Angel. Come right down to the very last day when the bill was due. He said Jesus showed up and met met the need again. When the odds were stacked against me, Ron said, God's great salvation came through to my rescue, and he met the need. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Woo!
Peace
be to God.
Praise the Lord.
How many's ever forced into a place? You're forced to wait and trust God. Hallelujah. Romans 5:2, and I'm going to close this. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we what? Stand. I got an access into that grace of God that's keeping me standing. Hallelujah. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, Brother George, he said, but we glory in tribulations also. My, what a mouthful.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Why do you glory in your tribulations and your trials, Apostle Paul? He said, knowing that tribulation, our trials worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It fills our heart. The sweet Holy Ghost gives us a hope. Can you say, thank God? Paul looked at the end of it. He said, man, he said, the love of God, that's what I'm looking for in the hope of my Savior. And he said, that's the reason I can rejoice. My God's a-coming. Can you praise him? My God's a-coming. My hope is in him. My Jesus is on his way. Hallelujah. She wants to come to the piano this morning.
Thank you, mighty God.
Fear not and stand still, and you shall see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hold your peace. Did you know when our trials, and we're upset, and we're aggravated, and we're frustrated because of this, we get out of sorts with our own family?
Right.
Yeah.
We're fighting a battle in our minds, my mind battles and everything, and we're up against it and everything, and squabbling and fussing and fuming and griping and complaining and murmuring and grumbling. We can bring an atmosphere right into our house, and if we would just be still and wait upon God, God could fix it a whole lot easier.
Amen.
Can you say, Lord, help me to hold my peace?
Help me, Lord, to hold my peace.
Hallelujah. Don't let me upset the Spirit of God. The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you've been sealed until the day of redemption. The Lord said to the leader Moses, Moses, lift up your rod out over the sea and tell the people to go forward. Come on. God parted the waters all night long by a strong east wind. The waters parted. And all of God's children crossed safely to the other side, Brother Anthony, right here. Not one of them was left behind. Not one. Not one daddy, not one mommy, not one child was left behind. Man. They all made it and escaped the devil's hand. God cares for every individual. Would you stand? I said, God cares for every individual. It don't matter how little you are or insignificant you are. You are important.
Amen.
Unto the Lord.
Glory to God.
Let's come around right now and just take our time and pour our heart into God. Lord, you brought me this far, and I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to put my hope and my faith in you. I've already come far enough that I know what you can do. I've seen it. You've worked for others in their lives. You've touched me too. My Jesus, I'm a standing right now. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Ask God to help us. Patiently wait upon the Lord. Wait upon him. Be still and know that I am God.
Hurting my
this, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hold on, Jesus. At once and ride just
Jesus, glory.
In a lot of confusion has been a song along. Your ship has lost anchor. And the storm's got you drift.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, children.
Lord.
But the night's almost over. So ride out your storm.
Just because things are not going to
be. Ride out your storm.
God's right there to help you. You may not feel it. You're not
by Jesus.
You're not alone.
Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Just hold on to Jesus. God bless you, my friends. Ride out your storm.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Remember God's promise. Jesus said, I'll never forsake you.
I can make this word.
Jesus,
ever you go home, don't give up the battle.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
For your answer is coming. Just hold on
to Jesus. Remember God's promise, said I'll never forsake you. Though the waters be raging, they can do you no harm. Don't give up the battle. Your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus, and ride out your storm.
Hold on, children. Hold on. Hallelujah.